We are now recording. It is 7 p.m. on Wednesday, 26, 2021. I hereby call this meeting of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton to order. I would just ask Clerk Connor to confirm we have met all the requirements and the laws governing the Open Public Meetings Act and the Sunshine Laws.
Yes, we did.
Thank you very much. Let's begin with a salute to the flag. If you don't have one nearby, we have one in my background here. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Councilman Glazer?
Here.
Councilman Strauss?
Here.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Here.
Council President Kochanowski?
Here.
And Mayor Malloy?
Here.
And we have a quorum.
Thank you very much. I'll now open the first public comment session. We will have two public comment periods. The first will be for items that are specifically listed on the agenda, and the second will be for items that are not listed on the agenda. If you are using a computer, please click on Participants and then click on Raise Your Hand next to your name. If you are using a mobile device, click Raise Your Hand from the meeting controls. If you're using a telephone, press star 3. You will hear the prompt, "You have raised your hand to ask a question." Please wait to speak until the host calls on you. If you need to unmute yourself, please press star 6. I will do my best to call on people in the order in which they raise their hands. Everyone will be limited to 3 minutes. Do we have any members of the public who wish to make a comment? I have a feeling most of the public is present for certain items, whether they be, we got a hand raised. Chulman Latif.
Just want to make sure you guys can hear me. Hello.
Absolutely. We can hear you.
Oh, thank you.
Did you want to make a comment or?
Nope. Just wanted to make sure my mic was working.
You got it. Thank you much. All right. Anyone else? Anyone wants to come up? If that's fine. Seeing and hearing a comment, I will close the public comment session. We'll move on to the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk are considered to be routine by the Township Mayor and Council and will be enacted by a single motion. There will not be separate discussion of these items unless requested by the Mayor, a Council member, or citizen, in which event the item will be removed from the general order of business and considered in its normal sequence on the agenda. Are there any items on the consent agenda that the Council wishes to pull for individual consideration?
I'm not counsel, but I would ask that new business 4 be removed.
Okay, we'll remove new business 4. And are there any members of the public who would like to remove anything from the new business or the consent agenda? I also say. All right, hearing none. May I have a motion for the consent agenda, minus item 4, which we will discuss separately?
I'll move.
Thank you much. May I have a second?
I'll second that.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes, except I recuse to check number 2952 to Beebrook Pastor Association.
Okay. Councilman Stroh?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Kochanowski?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you much. Now it is my distinct pleasure to issue two proclamations, one to Patrolman Umer Latif and another to Patrolman Christopher Ramos. I will read each proclamation, and then I'll actually ask Lieutenant DeRosa, who's on the line, to say a few words about each of these fine officers that we have here in Clinton Township. The first is, whereas, as of April 19th, 2021, Patrolman Umair Latif has been assigned to the Patrol Division of the Clinton Township Police Department. Patrolman Latif has been assigned to patrol for a total of 13 and a half years. Whereas during the performance of his duties, Patrolman Latif showed exceptional performance in the course of his traffic enforcement responsibilities. During the year 2020, he conducted 424 motor vehicle stops. From these motor vehicle stops, he issued 21 summonses for possession of controlled dangerous substances in a motor vehicle, arrested 9 impaired drivers, and issued 23 summonses for driving while suspended. For the year, he issued 346 summonses, which was the most in the department, and made 44 arrests, which was the third most for the department. Whereas, this performance was maintained during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. Patrolman Latif's motivation to enforce traffic laws as well as combat illegal narcotic activity throughout Clinton Township was not deterred by the pandemic. Also during this time, he successfully completed 12 drug recognition evaluations for this department and others in Hunterdon and Somerset County, and successfully field trained a new officer. Patrolman Latif flawlessly completed these tasks, all while maintaining a high level of self-initiated work. Whereas Patrolman Latif's motivation to enforce motor vehicle law, as well as deterring impaired driving and illegal narcotics activity, has been consistent for over the last 10 years. During this time period, Patrolman Latif is consistently one of, if not the most, productive officers in the Clinton Township Police Department when it comes to this area of patrol officer responsibilities. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the governing body of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey, that Patrolman Umair Latif is officially recognized and honored for his dedication and service as patrol officer within the Clinton Township Police Department. Be it further resolved that we wish Patrolman Latif continued success and safety during this assignment. This resolution is hereby presented to Patrolman Latif at this scheduled council meeting on May 26, 2021, and shall become part of the official minutes of said meeting. Congratulations, Patrolman Latif. Thank you very much for your service. I think this proclamation speaks for itself as to what you mean and what you've done for our community and for the department.
Thank you very much, Mayor Millay.
Lieutenant DeRosa, you want to wait till both are read before you say a few words, or?
Yes, I'll wait till after Chris is done.
All right. That leads us to the second proclamation. Whereas, as of April 19, 2021, Patrolman Christopher Ramos has been assigned to the Patrol Division of the Clinton Township Police Department. Patrolman Ramos has been assigned to patrol for a total of 2.5 years. Whereas, during the course of his assignment in the Patrol Division, Patrolman Ramos performed exceptionally in his performance of traffic enforcement responsibilities. During the year of 2020, he conducted 564 motor vehicle stops, which was ranked first for the department. These motor vehicle stops resulted in 36 summonses being issued for possession of controlled dangerous substances in a motor vehicle, 5 DWI arrests, and 27 driving while suspended summonses. He had a total of 259 summonses issued for the year. He had a total of 70 arrests for the year, which was also ranked number one in the department. Whereas on July 23rd, 2020, Patrolman Ramos conducted a motor vehicle stop on Route 22 West in the area of Main Street. During that investigation, he discovered that the individual he stopped had just committed a theft at Power Plates in Reddington Township, where this individual, only minutes earlier, had stolen 4 John Deere lawnmowers and a license plate from a vehicle parked next door to the business. This motor vehicle stop led to the successful recovery of the lawnmowers, and they were returned to the business. Whereas on October 3rd, 2020, Patrolman Ramos conducted a motor vehicle stop on Route 22 near Cokesbury Road that resulted in the seizure of 14 pounds of marijuana, 8 grams of cocaine, and 1 gram of crystal methamphetamine that was to be sold and distributed. Whereas on November 29th, 2020, Patrolman Ramos conducted a motor vehicle stop that resulted in the driver being arrested for possession of controlled dangerous substances, as well as unlawful possession of a handgun and possession of hollow point bullets. This exceptional performance was all executed during the COVID-19 pandemic. These are just a few of the highlights of the many quality arrests that Patrolman Ramos made while in the performance of his duties. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the governing body of the Township of Hunterdon, County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey, that Patrolman Christopher Ramos is now officially recognized and honored for his dedication and service as patrol officer with the Clinton Township Police Department. Be it further resolved that we wish Patrolman Ramos continued success and safety during this assignment. This resolution is hereby presented to Patrolman Ramos in this scheduled council meeting on May 26, 2021, and shall become part of the official minutes of said meeting. Congratulations, Patrolman Ramos. Thank you for your service, and you both patrolmen have certainly distinguished themselves in the performance of their duties and have made Clinton Township much, much safer. So, hearty thanks to both, and hopefully in the not too distant future we can recognize you in person, at least have you come by and present these in person, if you would. Lieutenant DeRosa?
Yes, I'd just like to thank both of them for, I mean, their hard work and dedication, but one thing really to recognize, they're both so professional and positive every day. They love their job, and I'll tell you, the township is lucky to have them. And not to mention, in this day and age with the laws changing constantly, these two gentlemen study their craft and are well-versed on the laws. And again, you know, I see a lot of their videos and stuff like that from watching them, and they're always just professional and on point at all times. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Lieutenant.
All right, thank you both. Mary, of course, you want to say something?
Yes, I do. I really want to take this time to, first and foremost, I want to thank Lieutenant DeRosa for going forward and putting us for this award, Chris and I both. I also want to congratulate Chris. He's an excellent officer. I have nothing but good to say about him. He has a bright future ahead of him, and I just wanted to congratulate him just what he has accomplished so far in just in 2.5 years. Thank you, Mayor Millay and all the council for giving us the opportunity to join this meeting and presenting us with this award. It's an honor, and we look forward to continue to make this township proud, make the mayor and council proud, and foremost, Lieutenant DeRosa proud. Lieutenant DeRosa has done an excellent job. I think a lot of our work ethics come from him as well, because I know how hard he works, and it just he also wants to make this be a better officer. So I just wanted to thank everybody for this opportunity.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for everything you do for all the residents. It's really an outstanding job that all the officers do, but you two in particular really shone last year.
Thank you.
Any other comments from council?
I just like to say, keep up the good work. Thanks, guys. Be safe out there.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, it's wonderfully done.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll move now to reports. I'm going to mix it up a little bit for a little bit of a change of pace. And we'll go in reverse order. I'll start.
Brian?
Yeah?
We didn't do Board of Health. We didn't do Board of Health.
Oh, I skipped it. I'm sorry. You're right. Yep. Thank you much. We're going to double back because we do have some people here, professionals, that are paying on the line. We will adjourn as the council and convene as the Board of Health. Our first application, and it, just for the record, it is 7:15. Our first application is Block 43, Lot 6, 26 Hamilton Road. I don't know if we have the applicant here, do we? I don't see her. Just double check. I'm pretty sure. Ms. Bush should be here for that one. We don't have the homeowner here by chance, do we? Okay, so we don't have that applicant. We'll move on now to Block 24, Lot 23.01, 12 Payne Road. I believe Mr. Clerico is here for this application.
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Good evening.
You want to just give me a brief overview of what this is, or?
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind, just a quick. I think it's pretty straightforward, but
yeah, this is an existing two-bedroom home on a half-acre lot on Payne Road. It's in the process of a real estate transaction. Buyer did a test on the system. It was deemed to be failing. They retained us to do some additional testing on the lot, which we have done. The testing we have is that we're staying 100 foot away from the well on the lot. These wells on adjoining lots are a little bit more than 100 feet away from the property line. So we're kind of wedged in the right rear corner of the lot is where we need to put a system in. And again, it's a two bedroom house, so it's a relatively small flow. We're using a pressure distribution system, which cuts down on the size somewhat. And we made it as rectangular as we possibly could, again, to fit in. Having done all that, we are meeting the 10 foot setback of the system to the property line. However, the fill extends down to the property line. The county has a policy of keeping the fill at least 10 feet from the property line. Hence, that's why we're here.
Right. Any questions from members of the council?
If I understood the elevation, this extends up a little bit from grade.
It's a mounted soil replacement system, fill and close, pressure distribution.
Got it. So it's up about a foot or two. I was totally
probably about 2.5. I didn't have to pull a plan.
Yeah, so it's
a couple feet out of the ground.
Yeah, so it looks like a little hump in the ground.
It'll look like a little hump in the ground.
Got it. Thank you.
And it is so placed because that is the best location in order to keep it distant from the well on the property and the neighboring wells, correct?
Well, we have to keep it on the property. We have to keep it 100 feet away from our well. I mean, we could come in and ask for waivers on the wells and stuff, but my preference would not to be do that.
Yep.
We have an existing septic system in the front that was failing. We'd like to leave that in place. We don't have to remove it. And that pretty much leaves this portion of the lot. I looked at different ways of orienting or moving it, but given the location of where the test and the suitable soil is, it kind of puts it in this particular position.
All right, very good. Any other questions, comments from the council? Hearing none, might I suggest a motion in favor of the waiver?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Thank you much. Roll call.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Slitlick?
Yes.
Council President Kochanowski?
Yes.
And Mayor Millay?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
I want to thank Carla for getting this on so quickly for us. We just found out about this last week. So thank you all.
You're very welcome. That's actually one of the reasons we moved the Board of Health meetings to council meetings and dispatched with it was we meet a little bit more regularly. It's a little easier for us to accommodate quickly. So.
Well, we appreciate that. Thank you. Have a good evening.
You too. Okay, it is now 7:19. We'll adjourn as the Board of Health and reconvene as Mayor and Council. And thank you, Carla, for having caught that because I would have kept going. And now I'll go to reports. I'll start very briefly for the Rec Committee. We had a Recreation Committee meeting on Monday outside at Bunt. It was a nice day. And the real focus of the latest Recreation Committee meeting was just to plan and strategize and make sure everything is set for the food truck festival that is planned for June 26th. I believe it begins at 11 a.m., runs through the afternoon. Put it on your calendar. This is a pretty well-run event. They get a pretty large crowd. They're going to use one of the fields. The outfit that does this brings in their own fencing. They take care of the field. They'll make sure the field is put back the way it was. They'll have petting zoo, pony ride, and various types of food trucks. On the finance committee front, we've been working to make sure that we're in good shape to have our road repairs begin. We're anticipating speaking to Jay, a start of some of the more substantial in-house repairs on roads like Grandin and Dorchester to begin in the next few weeks, probably done by the end of the month. And also we've advertised for bid. I think the bid opening, Carla, is June 25th, if I'm not mistaken, for the Grey Rock Road projects.
Yes, it is, 10 a.m.
So we look forward to that starting, and we're getting ready to do hopefully a couple other roads, Hibbler and Stone Mill, via the co-op, which we kind of have to tie into that Grey Rock, because part of the Grey Rock will be bid, and part of it will be a mill and pay through the co-op. So that's moving along nicely. And last but not least, on the personnel front, Vita and I and Tom a little bit have been strategizing and looking at how we're going to replace our construction code official. I think a little bit later, Minister Mekovitz's report will work on an interim solution, but we have posted the position, and we are also considering a potential shared service. So we'll weigh everything out. We'll bring it back to you when we have some more information to share. And I think for this position, which has been filled for the last 18 years, it's really critical that we take our time to make sure we get it right and not just rush into it. So we will do that. With that said, we'll move to Council President Kaczynski. We're going backwards today.
So you covered everything in finance, and I have nothing to report on the sewer.
Very good. Shall we move on then to Councilwoman Switlik?
Yeah, before I do my report, I'm still not used to the way we're doing these agendas. Usually we did the voting on minute approval separately.
It's part of the consent. It's not right. Part of the consent. Yep.
Well, I can't vote on the special meeting minutes. I need to somehow...
Unvote.
I need to abstain on those. I'm sorry, I just caught that.
Abstain from that one portion. That's all.
Correct. Yeah. Okay.
And that'll be stated in a minute.
It's on the record.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay, on the record. Thank you. Sorry about that. I'll get used to it eventually. The North and Voorhees Board of Ed met on May 18th, and their next meeting is on the 15th of June. It's pretty standard stuff going on. Everything's winding down for the summer. I did follow up with Marin a couple days prior to this meeting just to make sure I got everything right as far as masks and what they are able to do, because it basically is changing every day as far as, you know, when Murphy says you can take your mask off, how it affects the schools. So I did want to follow up with her. So a couple days ago, she told me that graduation is going to be on the 16th. Voorhees in the morning and North in the afternoon, as always. Each family gets 4 tickets per senior. Which is pretty much what they've always done. And as far as the proms go, Voorhees is having their junior-senior combined prom on June 14th, and that's an outdoor venue. And North will be holding their junior prom outdoors in the high school, and the senior prom will be at the Steel Stacks. And again, masks will be required, and they'll all be doing their social distancing. So everything else is moving right along. But as I said, things keep changing. So I had to follow up with her. Our open space meeting is tomorrow. Windy Acres, the trails are ready. We're constantly maintaining them because the grass is growing. We are getting the perimeter trails, the existing perimeter trails mowed. And I have the latest trail map if anyone's interested. I did speak to Johanna, the superintendent at Clinton Township School District. We're getting ready to start working with them in regards to having an environmental education class, field trip type thing. So we're going to be going closely through the curriculum, and we're starting to gear up, and we're hoping in August we can sort of, you know, get some kind of pilot program going on. We have to arrange for the porta potty when you have children there, and we have a work order to put in like a nice enclosure for the porta potty so it doesn't look horrible, similar to the Field of Dreams, what they have there. So now the cement is being poured June 6th, It keeps getting pushed back because, well, mostly because of the dump cleanup. And a week later, the tires, the tables will be placed. And Tom got like a little plaque that we can put on the pavilion just to acknowledge the generosity of ExxonMobil. So it's like a little plaque. And I'm happy to report we've been having ATV issues for probably the whole year that I've been working there. And I finally got someone. I don't think they expected a councilwoman running out of the bushes with a camera. So hopefully the word will get out now that someone was caught. As it, you know, it's an environmentally sensitive area. We can't have wheels, horses, or any of that nonsense going on. Prospect, the trails are complete. The dump is completely cleaned, and the hay and the grass seed is all spread. So hopefully this rain, it'll maybe grow. Take a look at it. Brian, I don't know if you went there since the dump is cleaned up, but if any of you guys want a trail map, just let me know. But please check it out because it's really phenomenal, the cleanup that the DPW did. Marukian, same as last week, looking at rerouting the trails. Beaverbrook, they did a trail extension that was completed last Saturday. The focus was to add the trail with the proper setbacks because it's along a C1 stream. And this section goes from Hermansau to David Post past the furnace. So that seems to be moving along nicely. And we did have an issue with parking on Hermansau. Mike Aversa and I were dealing with the DPW as far as putting a chain up in that area where there's two spots, because that's really only for personnel and volunteers. And we placed some no parking signs. Lieutenant DeRosa helped us with that, getting some signs placed. So there's ample parking at Foran, and that's where they should be parking. And that's it.
Excellent. Thank you, Amy. Councilman Strauss.
Hello. Mine's for a change is brief. Clinton Township Board of Education spoke with the Board of Ed president. There's nothing new. Their next meeting is Monday, May 10th at 7:30 p.m. Same with the Environmental Commission. There's been no meetings or activities since we last convened. Their next meeting is Thursday, June 3rd, 7:30 p.m. Location and format be announced. Public safety. Brian, seems like it's just yesterday, but I know we have a meeting to schedule with Lebanon still. Weekly, sometimes daily conversations with Lieutenant DeRosa regarding promotional process, traffic enforcement, canine operations, and criminal activity, as well as public relations on their behalf, and just the trees at the firehouse. And that's all my report.
Yeah, and you should see some progress on those trees, I hope. But I don't know, do you want to? Or are you going to let Lieutenant DeRosa speak to the event that you alerted me to yesterday?
Yeah, sure. He probably knows more of the specifics than I do, but he was nice enough to reach out and share that with us, which I told you I would share with you and the administrator. So.
All right. Very good. Thank you. Mark, Councilman Glazer.
Yeah, really nothing. There's been no meeting since the last council meeting. Planning board meets Monday, June 3rd. Historic preservation on Wednesday, June 5th. So I'll have something at the next meeting.
Very good. Thank you much. Okay. Administrator Mekovitz, do you have a report you'd like?
The only thing I wanted to mention, I don't know when you would like to do it, but I would like to propose the approval of the for temporary hire of individuals for the construction office. So I don't know if you want to do that now or you want to do it later.
We'll do it in new business. Just
okay, that's good.
Don't let me forget.
Yeah, I don't want to forget either. So that's why I mentioned it now. So then all everybody right. will remember.
Fishka, don't let us forget.
Okay, and other than that, just continuing to just try to improve things a little bit here and there, get to know people, and just personnel manual. We're working on that,
Mom,
as well. That's
Mom.
Still.
Somebody's yelling. I don't think there's a dull moment that it's constant. So
it's constant. We're doing some IT updates in all the offices for security purposes. Doing a lot.
Yep. Excellent. All right, Lieutenant DeRosa, I think you have some interesting news to share with the rest of council that occurred recently.
Yes. First, for starters, though, just to let you know, starting June 1st, we'll have our policies done for the body cams. So we'll be implementing them starting June 1st. So we'll be on schedule with the Attorney General's guidelines. The news for the canine. So our John Tiger, our canine, right now was called by the state police and federal government to assist them with a traffic stop the other day, which was nice. They contacted him. And I think it was 6 pounds of cocaine was seized. So, wow. Yeah, that was a good one. Not to get into the particulars. Really, I don't even know the particulars. But they contacted him directly, and he went out, and it was, I think, 3 kilos, which was over 6 pounds. Yeah, that was nice. Nice of them to contact him, and it was kudos to him. His dog was on point, you know, hit on the car. So that was good. And latest, I sent you guys the email on the cameras for Bunt Park. Take a look at those. The guy just finally got me the quotes, and, you know, obviously get back to me when you can on that.
Yep.
And that's it for me.
Very good. Thank you much. Okay. We will now move on to a discussion item, which we've touched on a number of meetings. This is the what do we do with Mobis Place now that the warehouse has been approved on the corner of Mobis and 31 North in the town of Clinton. I did request, and I believe you all should have received a copy of a memo from our engineer, Larry Clavier. It lays out the steps that would be involved and some of the information that kind of we should take into consideration, including the fact that there are currently ordinances on the books in both towns to have a weight limit on Mobis, which for whatever reason is not currently indicated. There's no signage for it, a 6-ton weight limit. There is a process to get DOT approval if we decide to go the route of closure. That process would require us to consult with or at least have some communication with the town of Clinton because the road is shared and the juncture of the road with the state highway occurs in the town of Clinton. So I really just at this point in time want to throw it out to everybody to see where everybody is feeling about this, what everybody thinks, and also to see if anyone has questions that we can go back and ask our engineer or maybe Trishka. There are certain things to take into consideration, I think, is in addition to the truck traffic that leaves Julio, you'll probably have some vehicular traffic that may go through the neighborhood from employees who don't want to go up 31 and do the drug handle in regular cars. I don't know if the proposed development that we'll have for Ingerman North, a few lots, will add any traffic volume there, as I know that particular neighborhood can get hit sometimes when there's an accident on 31 or it becomes particularly backed up. So just some food for thought, and I don't know if we have any residents who are on, but we'll go with council first, and then if there are any residents of the neighborhood who would like to say anything. I think this is intended to be really an opening discussion and not a definitive conversation.
Brian, what do you mean by we have to work with the town of Clinton? Exactly how? What's the procedure?
All right, Trishka, go ahead.
Yeah, I just, as a point of clarification, I think that Larry may have put the wrong statutory citation because what he referred to in his memo is the process for a roadway that's been dedicated but not accepted or improved, and whereas this is an existing one. So there's actually a different status, provisions, same set of statutes that would apply. So I just wanted to make that one clarification. And it's not, well, You absolutely have to consult with Clinton at a minimum, because if you were to decide to close and vacate that road, that your piece of the road, you'd have to give them notice, you know, of the ordinance introduction to do so. And I can dig in a little further, but
yeah. What's more important
is DOT approval would be required. And that's really,
we would need the town of Clinton. We wouldn't need their permission or anything, correct?
Not that I'm aware of, because you'd only be taking care of your portion of the road. It's not, as far as I know, it's not technically a shared road in that, you know, you're sharing maintenance responsibilities and all the rest. As I say, no, to me, I think the more important point is you do need the approval of the DOT.
Yes.
If you're going to close it. There are other options short of closing it that don't require DOT approval, but that one absolutely would.
And
how long would that take, do you think?
I can't speak to that. I think that Larry would have an idea.
And in speaking with Larry, Larry did, and I think the memo indicates, did have a conversation with DOT. And the DOT advised him that they would be looking for some, at least some minimum type of communication between us and the town before they were to consider it. I suppose in the realm of possibilities, if Clinton Town objected and the DOT had to weigh it out, they may decide, let's not close it. I don't know that that would occur, but I suppose it's possible.
Everything in the statute, I mean, to that point, I mean, all of these different provisions require doing what's in the best interest in terms of public health and safety. So without, you know, speaking quite hypothetically and speculatively, I mean, if the town of Clinton were to object, that objection would have to be grounded in, it's going to have a detrimental impact on public health and safety and, you know, efficient traffic circulation and all the rest. They can't just simply say, no, we just don't want you to do it. They'd have to be able to articulate some solid reasons for it, just as we would have to articulate good reasons for wanting to close it, which I think would not be a stretch in this case.
Would we also require consultation, Trish, if we wanted to perhaps change it instead of a full closure, one direction going out to Route 31 to kind of prevent the traffic going out? During the hearings, which I did listen to, the applicant and the town of Clinton were unable, unwilling, what have you, to kind of discourage right-hand turns out of the warehouse. It was discussed somewhat and was sort of dismissed. So that's kind of what they were able to address a lot of other residents' concerns. The traffic one was not able to be addressed, I don't think, to the neighborhood satisfaction. So I do kind of feel like we need to try to do something, but maybe not closure.
Absolutely.
Maybe one way. I don't know.
Well, that was one of the things. Now, again, in terms of streets that are 100% under municipal control, you can make them one way. That's the type of regulation that does not require DOT approval. Similarly, is the installation of speed humps, even though I know that's a dirty word. The only thing I don't know, and I didn't find in the statutes, is does that change somehow when your road basically then segues into a road from another municipality?
Right.
In this instance, though, you know, all the access out to the highway, you wouldn't be affecting access to the highway by making it one way. You'd be affecting access into a residential neighborhood. So, you know, that's certainly, Larry may know the answer off the top of his head. It's something we can look into further, but it's definitely under the statute. That's one of the aspects of, that's within the municipality's authority without having to go to the DOT for approval. Making a street one way.
Can I get a visual of what this one way would look like? If I'm exiting this warehouse onto that road, I have to take a left. If I go right, what's going to be there?
It would be just a sign.
A sign is one way.
And it would be for a very...
It's just a sign. There's not going to be any barrier whatsoever.
And it would be a very short period. I mean, the road that constitutes... If you look at the length of the road, the overall length, maybe a third. More likely a quarter of the road is the township road.
But so we're going to rely on somebody reading a sign?
Right.
Well, that's the starting point. I mean, actually, Amy, to your point, though, on signs, I wonder if Brian highlighted a point. You know, it does have a 6-ton limit, and I'm still trying to figure out what trucks are actually captured with that. But maybe we do need to talk about the signage. at the very least. I don't know what it's, I don't, when I've been up there, I've never seen signage anywhere in that area, although it's, you know, it's a statute. Or do we just wait until a little further till we put signs in to see what we're going to do?
How easy is it to enforce weight limits? It's very difficult.
I'll wait to hear from Lieutenant DeRosa. Okay. I mean, there's a carve out in the statute where if a road is restricted to a certain weight, a truck that's over that weight can go on the road in order to make a delivery on that road.
Of course.
So, you know, I think there are neighborhoods where that becomes very difficult to judge and enforce. Again, I'm going to defer to the police who would be responsible for this. This particular spot, I think, may be easier to enforce only because it's hard to imagine a truck turning right out of that warehouse has any business being on Riverbend Road or.
Well, it could, I don't think tractor trailers worry me as much as big panel trucks and stuff like that, Trishka, in all honesty.
Yep.
Because those, it's hard to distinguish where they're going. If they don't stop in the neighborhood, well, that is too late.
No, that's fair. And the other thing is it's, you can drop the weight below 6 tons. I think it's, 4 tons and up.
Oh, that's interesting.
I think you can drop it as far as 4 tons.
I think we might have some that are 4.
Yep.
Hmm. Well, it is that
local delivery.
It's that local delivery that can become problematic.
Yeah.
Do we still have Lieutenant DeRosa?
Yes. I just wanted to say, actually, with the commercial vehicles, that what we've done before, because the state police has a unit, they do a commercial vehicle enforcement unit, which they'll inspect the trucks and they can actually do the weight. They take them down. If there's violations and you're having an issue, they actually take them down to the scales and they do it that way. So, there is ways to do it. Let's just see how it plays out, but. There's definitely a way to see the weight, and there's definitely a way to do commercial vehicle enforcement if it becomes a problem. So,
I don't know. I'm thinking to myself, if I lived in that neighborhood, if I were a resident there, I'd want it closed. I mean, if it's not that too much of a trouble, I mean, so we have to contact Clinton. So we have to.
I would tend to agree. I just want to open the conversation to anybody and everybody that's to weigh in.
That's where I would stand. Unless, even if it's long, governments, it takes a long time with government. So why not try at least? Is my opinion. If I lived there, I'd be really upset and I'd want it closed personally if I were a resident there.
And I think that way too. My concern is though, if the timing takes a long time, they start construction, this and that. That's why I kind of asked about the one way. Is that something could be quicker as a way station? And particularly also if we can't get the closure, if the DOT somehow declined it. I prefer closure, but then I prefer one way to doing nothing.
Bill, as part of the approval, did the zoning board at least impose some sort of condition in terms of the hauling routes during construction?
I don't recall, Trishka. I don't recall that coming up. They could have, but I haven't seen the resolution, but I don't recall that being discussed. I think the assumption they were making is most traffic would turn left and go out to Route 31, but that's an assumption, not a condition.
Now, the other thing you can do, I mentioned, the speed humps and other, speed humps are part and parcel of traffic calming devices that, again, that's within municipality's authority. So I think I'm throwing these out as alternatives in the event that you're unable to close the road. I'm not suggesting don't pursue closing the road. I think I'm sort of going to the worst case scenario. If you're unable to close it or get approval to close it, there may be other options to at least create, a deterrent for trucks to go that way.
It sounds like the sense is we should try to close it from at least Bill and Amy. I don't know, Mark and Tom, do you have a feeling?
Yeah, I'd like to see it close. But I would also like to see what the residents of that neighborhood think.
Okay. Well, let's do this. Let me, I think we know what the process is. It sounds like maybe, and we've talked about this for a bit and had advised when we would have this discussion. We don't have many residents on right now from that neighborhood. Maybe I reach out to some folks who I already communicated with in the neighborhood get their feedback either directly or have them come to the next meeting. But if the sense comes back from some of the contacts in the neighborhood that they would like to close it, would it make sense for for me to have Larry start the process of reaching out and get this rolling at least?
Yes.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. And the process, Larry starts the communication with Clinton?
Yes.
So, okay. Yeah, I mean, ultimately the process is the adoption of an ordinance, you know, which then needs to get approved and blah, blah, blah. I mean, I'm also just wondering if, you know, Brian, maybe you want to also informally reach out to Town of Clinton rather than only having your engineer do it.
I would do both.
All right. That'd be good.
Both. Ms. Sprague would like to speak, and I'll recognize her now for a couple minutes.
Thank you so much, Mayor Malloy. Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, great. I just wanted to kind of piggyback off of some of the resident concerns about the warehouse. I'm not directly by MOBUS, but I'm in the town of Annandale off of Beaver Avenue. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of residents in my area have been concerned that with a warehouse like directly in this area, that it's really going to increase the traffic on Beaver Ave. And I mean, we wanted to kind of start a conversation as a neighborhood with the town council and get a starting point for doing a traffic study on Beaver Avenue, because I know, like, it's summertime, we have our windows open, we hear the crunch of traffic accidents on between Beaver Ave and Old Allerton and stuff like that all summer. And so we're worried that we're going to get a lot of increased truck traffic, especially, you know, if like 78 or like backs up, or with the 31 connection, people reroute down Beaver to get to the highway. And it just turns our residential neighborhood into like a truck highway. So we wanted to kind of like get a starting point and talk to the town council about that and just say, like, we are concerned with this warehouse going in that'll have like a really negative neighborhood impact on Beaver.
Okay. You know what? It's a little out of order, but I'll address it real fast because really this was specific to MOBUS. We have a public comment coming up. But on the Beaver Ave, we've done some traffic studies over the years. We worked with the NJTPA, I think it was, and Beaver's a county road. I actually had a conversation last night with one of our freeholders about we've done a number of 10 or more applications for grant funding for sidewalks on Center Street in Annandale and Main, rehabilitate those sidewalks, and we've never gotten it. And I had a conversation last night with one of the freeholders about partnering with the county to apply for a grant to do sidewalks on Beaver Ave, because I know a lot of folks walk it. We can try to tie some of this in. He indicated that years ago, before I was on council even, the issue that a lot of there was a group of citizens specific to Annandale who tried to get some things accomplished. With regard to that, we had a meeting with the county, and at the time, the real constraint was the county really likes their wide roads. They don't like to do much to impede them. But it sounds like that policy may be a little looser now, or at least they're a little more willing to work with municipalities. So we can certainly rope that into the conversation.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. Well, if that sounds amenable to everybody, I'll reach out to the mayor, and I'll also have Larry start a process of investigating the closure and let him also reach out after I've done my preliminary, and also reach out to some of the residents in the neighborhood. I know a few I can reach out to get a sense. I know those who reached out directly to me during the hearing in the town of Clinton indicated a preference to close it. So I'll get a sense from some folks, and we'll circle back next week. Next meeting, rather. Thank you all very much. We have no public hearings or ordinances. Move to new business. The first item of new business is item number four, a resolution authorizing the purchase of canine transport items for a canine vehicle. State contract 17-fleet-00770 and 17-00744, not to exceed $15,000. Administrator Mekovitz, I know there was some confusion on this a little bit today. Where are we with this?
We're at the, rather than the 15,000, the amount should be $10,301.
Okay.
And that's the specific to the quote or the proposal for the purchase, and the certification of funds from the CFO is based on that.
Okay. Very good. Okay. Now, yeah, then have a, unless there's any discussion, a motion.
Is this for the new canine or the old canine?
This is for the new canine.
The new canine. And it's not going to be, will we be able to apply for a grant to get reimbursed for this or not? Or it's capital, maybe not.
It's not capital.
Canine trust. We have a canine trust account from the.
Ah, that's right.
I'll donate.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Bring none, may I have a motion to adopt the resolution as amended to the new amount?
So moved.
Thank you.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlich?
Yes.
Council President Kochanowski?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes. And the last Most action carried. Item. Thank you much. The last action item for this evening is resolution number 7, resolution of need for affordable housing project, block 70, lots 6 and 6.01, 1726 and 1730 Route 31. This is for the proposed new affordable housing project on Route 31, for which we will have a public hearing at our next meeting. And this is so that they can apply for NJHMFA financing. Attorney Cecil, did I catch that all correctly?
Yes, you did.
Very much. Any questions, discussion? Hearing none, I'll make the motion. May I have a second?
I'll second that.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlich?
Yes.
Council President Kochanowski?
Yes.
Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Now we have our final public comment session. This is for items not.
Yep. Pardon me, Mayor. The resolution for the hire. I had to put it right in front of my face so I didn't forget it.
Well, that was supposed to remind you guys. Sorry about that.
I had to actually have it right in front of my face. There was a chance I was going to miss it then, too.
So. I'm glad you did. So we're going to need a resolution that Ms. Mekovitz will read, I think, in order to temporarily fill some code official positions. It will be more than one because our former construction code official held many licenses. He was able to do all of them, and there aren't that many people who can do that. So take it away.
Okay. I did make up the resolution, and the resolution will include all of the hires, and it was drafted very quickly. Whereas a vacancy exists in the construction office, and whereas the township is researching its options to fill this vacancy on a permanent basis, and whereas temporary assistance is needed to enable the construction department to continue to provide review and inspection services to our community during this interim period. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Township Council of the Township of Clinton, Hunterdon County, approves the following individuals for hire on a temporary, part-time, hourly basis to perform the inspections and reviews necessary to continue to provide service to our community during this interim period. And I'll list the names, Angela DeVoe, construction official, and all of them are at $40 an hour except the last one. Robert Vanderberg, electrical inspector at $40. Sean Smith, Fire subcode official, $40. John Tillotson, building inspector, $40. And Denise Charlton for clerical assistance at $25 an hour. Again, Mayor Millay and myself up to yesterday were tossing around many ideas. I spoke to a few people to get an idea of what the best scenario would be during this temporary period, and this seemed to be the best because the positions are in place in another municipality and they are willing to do it on a part-time basis to help us out. So that's it.
Yeah, and just a note on the clerical assistant, our technical assistant is going to be going on vacation in a couple of weeks. And typically the construction code official would help cover, and obviously we don't have one. So we've got to fill a lot of holes.
So is this through an agency or a neighboring community?
Neighboring community. It's Reddington Township.
Okay.
They were all in place.
Yeah.
So shifted them temporarily.
And they could start immediately, essentially, then.
Yeah, it will, I should have put that in there. They will be, it will be effective June 1st. And right. Just so you know, this was not negotiated through Reddington Township. These are individuals that we're hiring individually. And, you know, they're all, because inspectors do that on a part-time basis. So it's not that we, negotiated this with Reddington. Okay. It was that we discussed it with the individuals.
Right. So they're part-time employees of Clinton Township that happen to work
right.
for Reddington.
That's okay. right. Yeah. That's right.
I see the compelling need, so I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Thank you much. Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Kochanowski?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
And I thank you.
Yep,
I thank you very much. This will fill one little gap there.
It's been a crazy. It's hard to think. It's only been about 2 weeks since we found out. So.
Yes.
All right. Our last public comment session. This is for items that you wish to discuss, regardless of what they may be about. You have 3 minutes, and if you're on the computer, participants, click on raise your hand. If you're using a mobile device, click raise your hand. And if you're on the telephone, press *3, then *6 to unmute if you're having trouble. And Ms. Spray, your hand's still raised. I assume you're all right, but I'll call on you anyway just in case.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm on my cell phone. It's hard to unraise it.
I get it. You got it. No worries. Any other members of the public might wish to say a few words, a lot of words, no words? Okay. Seeing and hearing none, Mr. Glazer has something he desperately wishes to share with us.
I move that we adjourn.
Second.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes. Yeah.
Councilwoman?
Yes.
Council President Kochanowski?
Yes.
Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
You are adjourned.
Thank you much. Carla, enjoy the rest of your vacation.
Thank
thanks,
you.
Carla, for coming
Bye.
In.
Bye.
Bye now.